welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Yoga Nidra, the art of yogic sleep. Here we sleep ourselves awake. Isn't that good? A practice where we sleep ourselves awake. One where we manifest into towards our highest self and awaken dormant potential that is just waiting to come out and dance and show its true colors. Here we receive. We stop doing and start, you guessed it, being. Being the ideal version of ourselves, being true to ourselves, the raw, real, authentic version of you. Find yourself in a cozy laying or seated position. If you are laying in Shavasana, your feet are wider than your hips, hands wider than your shoulders. Really take up space, yes? If you'd like to have your hands on your body, of course, maybe one on belly, one on the heart, just making sure the hands themselves aren't touching. Again, you could be seated or even side lying if you prefer, whatever makes the most sense. Just ensure that you are extremely and supremely comfortable. That spine feels long, maybe a blanket over the body, something to cover the eyes, a thin pillow under the head, one under the knees. Take as much time to settle, to rest into your cozy cocoon of comfort as we transition from movement to stillness. Take your time and take up space. And as you settle, start to listen to all of the surrounding sounds. Hear sounds both inside of the space you are lying in and perhaps outside of the space. Just seeing if you can notice the various layers of sound without identifying or defining or judging what the sound actually is. Simply observe the way sound vibrates within your ears, your body, with a complete unattachment to what it is that you're hearing. Moving from sound to sound. Hear the sound, the pitch, the vibration, the tone of my voice. Throughout our practice today, my voice will act as your guide, also perhaps as an anchor, something to follow, but also perhaps drift away from and then come back to. However, there's no need to attach to it and follow along just so. Simply let my voice guide you if it makes sense and feels right. Guide you into that state of healing rest and inner expansion and space. Now, make sure you feel comfortable. Any last little fidgets or adjustments or releases. Now release whatever was happening before you laid down. Now release whatever is still to come. The past and the future fall to the sidelines as we find presence here and now. Breathe, dear one, into your this present moment. We now begin the practice of Yoga Nidra. Sleep in order to awaken. Now recognize how each breath keeps this presence alive. If you ever find your mind wandering or drifting, narrow down, narrow back your attention to the breath, bringing you from the head to the heart. Breathe evenly in and out of the nose. Just let your breath breathe you, wash you, cleanse you, reinventing the breath with every inhale, every exhale. Now let go of the awareness of the breath and let your attention shift. The backbone of our practice is based on a deep intention, also known as a sankalpa. This intention is a true vow to yourself. It's positive, personal, and in the present tense, beginning with I own it, yeah, or I am. It's something you truly desire. And it's not necessarily something physical, right, found in the material world. It's more of a energetic or emotional upgrade to your nervous system. So ask yourself, what is your heart, your soul, truly craving? Your nervous system, what are you wanting to manifest right now? I am at ease. I am peace. I am calm. I am lovable. I am abundant. I trust. Maybe today it's simply I am to encompass all of it. Choose one intention, whatever resonates with you the most. Maybe one that was just mentioned or one that's now surfaced from your heart. Listen, and when you're ready, mentally, emotionally, energetically, repeat your sankalpa, your intention, 3 times. And feel it as if it's already manifest, already en route. Let gravity weigh and secure your body down. Gravity, like a stabilizing blanket, grounding you to the support of the earth. And feel the weight of the body now under gravity over the earth. Feel all parts of the back body that are in contact with the surface beneath you. Recognizing where your attention goes, energy flows. So bring your awareness and attention to the back plane of the body. And feeling now the backs of both heels, calves, backs of your knees, notice those points of connection. The back of the thighs, the buttocks, maybe tip of spine, the sacrum, low back, mid back, upper back, shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head, back of the arms, elbows, forearms, and back of the hands. Feeling now the entire backside of the body. Everything that is in contact with the ground. Now observe the front body. And so feel first the top of the head in space, through to the forehead, the whole face in front of the neck, the collarbones wide, the front of the shoulder caps, the biceps, front of elbows, front forearms, hands, and all 10 fingertips. Now travel back up through the hand, top of the arm, shoulder, collarbones, and feel down into the heart center. Feel the rib cage encasing the heart, stomach, abdomen, top of the hip bones and pelvis, top of thighs, top of kneecaps, your shin bones, top of feet. Now feeling all 10 toe tips. Feel the entire front body, the whole front of the body. Feel it now. Feel the air, the space that is in contact with the front of the body, that energetic blanket of gravity. Feel the right side of the body, the right foot, right leg, right side, right arm, right side of neck and face. Now feel the left side of the body, left foot, left leg, left side body, left arm, left side of neck and face. Now let's zipper up both sides of the body. So feel the bottom half of the body first, feeling both feet, both legs. Now zippering up the top half of the body, so feeling both arms, the whole torso and the head, feeling the front of the body, the back of the body, the right side of the body, left side of the body. Feeling the whole body as one. Feel the whole body return to oneness. Right here, right now. The whole body in this present moment. You in oneness. Come back to the anchor of your breath. Body being breathed. Experience this intimate connection with your breath. Witness the breath, not as the breather, but as the witness. Now pick any number between 50 and 100. Whatever number you decide, a number between 50 and 100. Very good. Now I want you to count backwards towards zero. Your inhale is the same number count as your exhale. Counting down from your number towards zero. And if you lose your place, that's okay. Simply start again. Anchor to the breath. Allow the body to breathe you, remaining in your oneness. Witness the breath flowing in and out, counting backwards your number between 50 and 100, down toward zero, down to deeper relaxation. Remember, you are practicing Yoga Nidra. You can release the count, release the breath. Now, as an emotional state is named, could you welcome any associations, flashes of memory, or even symbols to surface and flow through you like water? let the sensation and the experience simply be what it is, with non-attachment, non-judgment. Stay open and at ease. Begin by bringing your awareness to the space between your eyebrows, the space of the third eye, your chidikash, where everything and nothing reside, all at the same time. Here lies infinite possibility and wisdom. Gently breathe into the third eye center and know neutrality in this space. Now, imagine a time when you felt heavy. Recall an experience where you were really heavy. Awaken to the feelings of heaviness. What did this heaviness feel like for you? Allow the sensations and the experience of heaviness in. Now let go of that feeling and welcome its opposite. Welcome the feeling of light. Imagining a time when you felt really light. What did the sensations of lightness feel like? Witness and observe the feeling of being light. To feel full of light, weightless, light. Now feel both heavy and light at the same time, feeling heaviness and lightness molding and melting, merging together. Could you feel both heavy and light? Now we stop alternating between the two and feel come back to neutrality and wholeness in the space between. The space between the eyebrows, the third eye center, chidikash, breathing here. And welcome now any random thoughts in your state, your stream of consciousness, to drift away like a cloud dissipating on a summer day. You find yourself walking outside in grass, barefoot. You are walking, soaking up the warm afternoon sunshine. You know you are in a safe space. And you feel quite comfortable here with the green grass under your feet, between your toes, the warm sun on your cheeks, your skin, your shoulders, as you walk peacefully. And you walk towards a house that seems quite familiar. As you walk up to the front door, you welcome yourself in and enter the house. Inside, you see a giant treasure chest. You walk up to this treasure chest and kneel down in front of it. You open the lid and peer inside. Inside of this magnificent treasure chest, you see everything you could have ever wanted. All all of your manifestations having come true. The ideal version of yourself and the life you wish to live. Inside this chest embodies your dreams, your dream self, your dream life. What do you see? Who do you see? Rummage through this treasure chest. The embodiment of you. And all of a sudden, you gaze up slightly inside the lid. Of the opened treasure chest, and you see a rectangular mirror. You see your reflection, and in a flash, you see your smile as you realize all of this treasure is already inside of you. Your dreams, your wishes, your manifestations, already existing, already alive, already true, inside of you. And your smile grows even broader as you realize you are simply on the journey to remember in this moment. Notice how pure presence feels. Appreciate how peaceful this spacious presence, spacious awareness is. And effortlessly breathe into this space within the stillness. Now call forth the feeling of your Sankalpa. Find the words, feel your intention vibrate through your entire being. Mentally, repeat your intention 3 times now with faith, familiarity, and trust that it's already happening. Already true, you are the embodiment, you are living your Sankalpa now, manifesting your heart's truest desire. Now observe and witness how you feel in this very moment. Remember, you've been practicing yoga nidra, sleep to awaken. And once again, bring your attention back to the breath. Same place where we started. Breath. Breathing now a little bit deeper, coming back into the body, listening to the sound of your own breath, as subtle or as loud as it may be. Feel the body inhaling and exhaling. Maybe you find some teeny tiny movements, gentle movements into fingers and toes, bringing them back to life, wiggling them back to life. Gently waking the body to meet the mind's awareness. Maybe make those movements a little bigger, moving the head side to side, maybe stretching arms overhead, pointing toes, finding that length in the spine. Take a big inhale here. And as you exhale, either remain on back, roll to the side, come to belly, do a seat. Take your time. feel yourself held by the whole universe here. You are supported. You are unconditionally loved. Breathe here. Breathe into that. The treasure that is you. And with hands at heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweet friend.